This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, March 22nd. God's word for you today is your choice. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 13, verse 10 to 11. And it says, Lot took a long look at the fertile plains of the Jordan Valley. The whole area was well watered everywhere. Lot chose for himself the whole Jordan Valley to the east of them. He went there with his flocks and servants and parted company with his uncle Abram. How do you choose your future? Can you actually choose your future? Imagine the future presents itself as a series of doors, as though one is standing in a huge room with multiple doors. If the room is dark, all the doors will not be visible. But once the light is switched on, you can see all the doors that are available to you. The crux of what we will be contemplating this season is the door you should choose. The truth is, once you choose a door and walk through it, that is all you can choose. You cannot determine what is on the other side of the door. Light makes choices available to us. Light also makes opportunities available to us. In this decade of destiny, opportunities are going to be opening to you. You will start seeing doors. The question is, how do you choose the door to walk through from the doors that are set before you? We are going to start by learning how to choose the right values. One of the greatest misconceptions of mankind is that we actually think that God chooses our destinies, our future for us. God has a future in mind for you, but how you get there, if you get there, is your choice. The misunderstanding we usually wrestle with is that since God has a plan for us, God has a purpose for our lives, and it must be preset, predestined, and pre-planned. We have no choice in the matter. Nothing can be further away from the truth than that. There are many people who God has a plan for, yet they do not choose the right path. At every point in time, we need to make the right choices in following God. Yes, God has a plan and a purpose for your life, but it is not automatic. It is possible to miss it. Matthew 19, verse 21 to 22 says, Jesus told him, if you want to be perfect, go and sell all your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. But when the young man heard this, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. I pray that you will not miss your purpose in the name of Jesus. Sadly, a lot of people are missing the purpose for their lives. We are going to be spending some time looking at the life of Moses and the choices he made. When Moses was leading the children of Israel through the wilderness, at a point, God through Moses said to the Jews, you need to make a choice. Deuteronomy 30 verse 15 to 16 says, today I am giving you a choice. You can choose life and success or death and disaster. I am commanding you to love the Lord your God, to live the way he has told you, and to obey his laws and teachings. You are about to cross the Jordan River and take the land that he is giving you. If you obey him, you will live and become successful and powerful. God was taking the Jews to the promised land, but he still presented them with a choice. I pray that you will choose life and success, and the summation of your life will be filled with success and power in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, align my heart and choices with yours. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.